Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. In an effort to combat a rise in tariffs, Harley-Davidson is shifting production overseas to Europe. The Trump administration has put a tariff on European steel and aluminum, and in retaliation, the EU is placing tariffs on American products. The tariff on motorcycles from the U.S. jumped from 6% to 31%. The company says it expects the cost of a bike to rise an additional $2,200 due to tariffs. Paul Ryan has endorsed Leah Vuckmer over Kevin Nicholson in the race for U.S. Senate. Vuckmer has recently been shown to be trailing Nicholson, according to Marquette University Law School poll. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. A town hall event held by students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School drew around 500 people this weekend at the Wisconsin Center. Before the Milwaukee event, students stopped at House Speaker Paul Ryan's Janesville office to drop off a copy of the H.R. 4240, a bill that describes legislation for universal background checks to purchase firearms. The students also visited Madison for a rally and voter registration drive. Kenosha received $900,000 in grants and has elected to use $384,000 of it on gunshot detection systems. The Kenosha Unified School District will be installing gunfire sensors in its 43 schools. The Eagle systems are designed to alert police of shots being fired and activates surveillance cameras near the location to live stream the scene to authorities. The sensors can also lock doors after detecting gunshots. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Paul Ryan has endorsed Leah Vuckmer over Kevin Nicholson in the race for U.S. Senate. Vuckmer was recently shown to be trailing Nicholson, according to the Marquette University Law School poll. A public hearing to discuss the future of the Mitchell Park Domes is happening Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the conservatory entrance at 524 South Layton Boulevard. The domes require around $30 million for basic repairs, according to a citizen task force. Another option is for Milwaukee County to upgrade the domes for an estimated $90 million, which would include, among other things, canopy walks, zip lines, butterfly exhibits, and an outdoor children's garden. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear Brandon Dassey's case. Brandon Dassey was 16 when he confessed to helping his uncle murder photographer Teresa Halbach. The Netflix miniseries Making a Murderer attempted to cast doubt on the conviction of both Dassey and his uncle Stephen Avery. Last year, a Sheboygan County judge denied Avery's request for a new trial. Avery is serving a life sentence without parole, and Dassey is also serving a life sentence with parole eligibility in 2048. The Cardinals beat the Crew yesterday 8-2. Brewers are off today, and they pick up again Tuesday afternoon when the Royals come to town. Weather and out. Highs today near 70, overnight lows in the low 60s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Redo of read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. A town hall event held by students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School drew around 500 people this weekend at the Wisconsin Center. Before the Milwaukee event, students stopped at the House Speaker Paul Ryan's Janesville office to drop a copy of Redo, story two from read two. Kenosha received $900,000 in grants and has elected to use $384,000 of it on gunshot detection systems. The Kenosha Unified School District will be installing gunfire sensors in its 43 schools. The Eagle systems are designed to alert police of gunshots being fired and activate surveillance cameras near the location to live stream the scene to authorities. The sensors can also lock doors after detecting gunshots.